Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre. I am your host, Todd Signano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And in case you have not checked it out, please go to tinyurl.com/DWLLYT. That is our official YouTube account that was just launched, I think it was 2 weeks ago, last week, something like that.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And on the video, or on the account right now, there are three videos. One is the introduction video where Jesse and I introduce ourselves, tell you a little bit something about ourselves, kind of, sort of. We filmed that in front of the Mid-South Coliseum and in front of the AutoZone Memorial Liberty Bowl Stadium where the Tigers play football. At the end of the video is actually a little bit of bloopers from Jesse fucking up his intro like 8 times.
Yeah, it didn't work out like I wanted it to.
And also there's the first edition of C6 Says where former JW superstar C6 gives his opinion on certain things. The first one is on Kevin Smith's movie Tusk, and also is a something I'm really excited about doing is the condensed version of Down with Lucha Libre, which is a visual aid to Down with Lucha Libre, and it's just the list portions of the episodes. Pretty soon, maybe I'll upload the entire episodes of past Down with Lucha Libre's onto the account, but for right now, they're just condensed list versions. And the first one that was posted was about the found footage episode that Jesse and I did. And the next one will be the very first episode of Down with Lucha Libre, which is about video games. Which, we've done a lot of those.
When was the first video? When did you and Alan do it? Is there a date on it?
There is a date, but not by heart. I can look at the file real quick, just open it up. I know you like my wallpaper. Yeah. Zombies ate my neighbor's wallpaper. Let's see.
Are all the podcasts dated?
I thought they were, but they are not. But the second one we did in October, so the first one was either in October of 2013. Yes, it says it was modified October 14th, 2013. The second one, so the first one had to have been like October 7th or something, 2014.
Yeah. So, can't wait for the anniversary show.
Yeah. So it's been a little minute since we started doing these. But anyways, if you want to go check out the videos, please feel free. I seem to like them. We don't have a lot of subscribers right now. We have 6 subscribers, which is, they're all friends of ours. But still, any views are good views, and we hope you enjoy the account, and that's all the plugging I'm going to do for it.
Subscribe.
Yeah, go subscribe. Please, share the videos. We were not here last week for a couple reasons. One, because I was really sick Monday and Tuesday. And two, because we were snowed in.
I don't think we were snowed. We were iced in.
We were iced in Monday and Tuesday. And we were going to try to do it Wednesday, but the roads are still kind of bad. And then we were going to do it Thursday, but Jesse was busy, so it didn't work out. But Monday and Tuesday, how were your ice days?
Oh,
I didn't get a chance to ask you that yet.
They were fine. Like, what do you mean? Like, how was the ice over there?
Yeah, how was it? Because over here, it was kind of, it wasn't terrible, but Poplar was kind of bad, and like around my neighborhood was.
Yeah, no, it was pretty messed up. A friend of mine, I'm not going to say which friend on the podcast because they told me not to tell everybody, but one of my friend's moms fell down and broke her hip.
Jesus.
I know. She had to go to the hospital and have surgery. It was very fucked up.
Do I know said friend?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Does said friend live near you?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Oh. Was it who we were talking about in the car earlier?
Oh, no, no. Oh, okay. No. It was not that person. Oh,
okay. But, yeah, I mean, over here, it was terrible. Sarah and I walked on Tuesday to Kroger around the corner from our house. It's about like a mile away. And that was a terrible walk. She was slipping down near everywhere. I had to hold her up a lot. I luckily had the good sense to wear my work boots, which have a lot of traction on them. And it was a terrible walk, but we needed groceries.
The bread and milk ran out.
Actually, while there wasn't that much eggs, there was a lot of bread. The thing that was completely sold out was bananas. I don't know why.
We we went over to Jamward's house.
Yeah.
And you know, beside the house where it like floods up really bad, yeah, right there when it rains,
where that random ass little pipe ditch is.
Yeah, for some reason, or not for some reason, but like when we went there, I was expecting it to be really muddy, but then I realized it was gonna be really icy.
Yeah.
So it was like ice skating beside the house.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
On
I'm glad I wasn't drinking that night, because otherwise, I think I would have fell down.
On Monday, I got to work late because I spent about 20, 25 minutes scraping about a quarter inch, half an inch of ice off my windshield, which was terrible. It was the worst thing I've had to do in a long-ass time.
Yeah.
I hate you, winter.
Did you have any close calls almost falling down and going boom?
I did fall.
Oh.
Monday I fell.
You did.
When I was coming around my car to scrape the other side, I fell, hit my knee on the ground, got right back up, kept scraping. I needed to get to work.
I didn't fall, but I came damn near it like 8 times.
Oh, yeah, my boss did today. He almost fell, and I thought, like, if he falls, am I going to catch him or am I going to protect myself? Anyways, what we're here to talk about today is our kids.
Not our kids, per se.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have
the kids.
We don't have kids yet. We're talking about the next generation of kids. And what we're talking about then are things that our generation enjoyed that either are completely gone now and our kids aren't going to be able to enjoy them, or we know for a fact they will be gone in a few years and our kids will not be able to enjoy them.
Thank God hot chocolate is not one of them.
Yes. Well, that we know of.
I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be like a chocolate shortage in like 2020 something.
I love it. Do you like my mug?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, it's very, for me.
Very
we opened
dark
it,
and scary.
And all I saw was Batman, and then I opened it and saw Joker was on the other side. That was pretty cool. But we're here to discuss things like that, and we're going to give a top 5 list of things that we know that we enjoyed as a kid, or that we know just aren't going to be around anymore, or aren't going to be a part of our kids' lives, and just the future generation, not necessarily our kids, but future generation children. And but before we get into that, we're going to discuss one thing, and that is the terrible, terrible news that's happened in the sports world the past couple of days. One being, it's not as terrible, but it affects both these things are kind of Memphis related. One is D'Angelo Williams got released from the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, that's not terrible.
I mean, it
now he can go play wherever he wants to play.
A lot of people are starting to jump on the, well, fuck, if we don't re-sign DeMarco Murray, it looks like he can go play for the Cowboys. It'll be him and Adrian Peterson and the Cowboys. And while that would be pretty cool and would probably give us some good wins, I don't think I would get rid of DeMarco Murray for D'Angelo Williams.
Yeah.
And
not this D'Angelo Williams, anyway.
I think
not his later years.
A lot of people are thinking or not necessarily thinking, but are hoping he goes play for the Titans, which I think that's just people saying, like, we want him to come to Tennessee.
Yeah. He needs to go sign with, like the Seahawks.
Yeah, I've seen that as a contender. I read an interesting fact last night about the Titans. That is that the Nashville football team has lost more games this season than the Nashville hockey team, and the Nashville football team only played 16 games.
That's strange.
Yeah. But that just tells you how good the Predators are so far.
Fucking Ghost Nashville, baby.
By the way, let's go and put this out there. The last episode we talked about sports, and I talked about how one of the players for, I want to say it was, oh, let me get the list. I can't remember exactly what it was I fucking talked about. Yeah. It was Winnipeg Jets' Evander Kane is out for the rest of the season because he had surgery on it. He had season-ending surgery on his left shoulder. And I was talking about how it sucks because he was a good player, played for the Jets. He could come back and be good for the Jets next season. And then I think it was like the day after the podcast was released, he got traded to Buffalo. So it just kind of ended up being a really terrible podcast and not even relevant to the story anymore.
Why?
But the other news is Derrick Rose, tore his MCL in the same right knee that he tore it in last season. And it's going to be, it's having immediate surgery on it, and he's going to be evaluated after surgery. They're expecting 6 to 8 weeks. A lot of people are saying he's done for the season. What's your opinion on it?
It's really sad.
It really is.
It's just really sad, man.
Say what you want about what happened when he was with the University of Memphis. What happened with, like, Robert Dozier and Antonio Anderson's, like, NCAA record being taken away from him because of all that. But Derrick Rose is a hell of a player. He's an incredibly talented basketball player. There's no one on the planet that could deny that. He's the youngest ever NBA MVP. But I think these injuries are going to get in his head. And if he comes back, he's not going to be able to play at the MVP caliber level again.
No, he more than likely will not be able to.
Do you see him, though, if he comes back and when his contract is up with the Bulls, do you see the Bulls trying to trade him, or do you see the Bulls signing him for a lot less money?
I could see them trying to sign him for, like, a lot less money.
How do you think he would take that?
I don't know. I would hope he would understand it. Because, I mean, he's made, like, a shit ton of money, and yeah, he's still going to make a shit ton of money for, like, the next, like, year or two.
Yeah, he has a guaranteed shoe deal with Adidas that's worth $185 million.
I'd take that. I'd sign up for that today, I think.
And I think he's still sponsored by, like, Skittles.
But, yeah, like everybody wants to say is, like, compare it to, like, Penny Hardaway, which is really, like, the best way to do it, but, like, after, like, Penny got hurt, Penny, like, never really had, like, a good career afterwards.
No.
Like, he just pretty much just bounced around wherever he could. But, like, at least I hope it's, like, Grant Hill. He ends up like Grant Hill at best. Or at worst, he ends up like Grant Hill. Like, was an amazing, like, superstar. Like, could have been, like, a big-time Hall of Famer at the beginning of the career, then get injured. But, like, Grant Hill was injured for, like, 2 or 3 years. And then he came back and he played for a bunch of years, but he never was what he should have been, but yeah, at least he was still being able to play and contribute.
We want him to be a Grant Hill and not a Penny Hardaway. And I'm not saying, like, the way they play, because Penny Hardaway was an incredible basketball player. He was a Memphis State alumni. But when it comes to NBA career, you don't want him to be like Penny, like, bouncing from team to team and just year after year going down. You're seeing his stats go down, his minutes go down, until he's pretty much forced into retirement because no team wants to sign him.
Yeah.
You don't want him to be an Allen Iverson or a Gilbert Arenas, a once former great player. Gilbert Arenas didn't even get injured.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he brought a gun to a game, and did he get arrested or just suspended for a season?
I think he just got suspended.
But he came back after that season and was not the same whatsoever. You definitely, I mean, when you think of Derrick Rose, you're going to think of all the shit he did. Like, the question I have for you is, though, do you think if he had retired tomorrow, do you think he's played a career that's worthy of the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
I kind of think he does. Like, not first-time ballot, but look at what he's accomplished. He was the first, like I said, he was the youngest MVP of all time. And he and Joakim Noah brought the Bulls out of obscurity and made them a championship contender again. Like, do you think if he didn't get drafted by the Bulls, do you think they would have ever been where they are now?
They would probably be a little. They would be good, but I don't think they would be where they are right now.
And it sucks because if you look at the team now, you have, like, Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose, Pau Gasol, Joakim Noah. That team could have won the championship.
And I would have been fine with that, too. Yeah. I would hate for Memphis not to win, but I think if I would have picked, like, if Memphis didn't win, like, somebody came to me and said, Memphis ain't winning, who do you want to win? I probably would have rolled with Chicago.
Yeah.
And it just sucks now.
You know what's going to be really depressing, though?
What?
In a couple years, when ESPN makes his 30 for 30, That's going to be hard to watch.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to watch that one. I'm skipping that night.
But, yeah, I mean, I really hope he can come back. I hope he can play. I mean, who knows? Maybe he comes back, he plays better than he ever has. There's a big chance that won't happen, but who knows?
Yeah, but
crazier things have happened. You want him to go out on his own accord. You don't want him to go out.
And they were talking on the radio earlier. He's only like 26 years old, man. Yeah. That's really freaking young in like NBA. Like, that's not even like in the NBA. Like, you normally hit your prime when you're like 28 and 29. And he's like not even there yet.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe.
Think about LeBron. Everyone talks about how LeBron is 30 and that's still young, but he's 30 in NBA years and he's been playing for 12 years.
Yeah. And and really another player that that I clearly do not like as much as Derrick Rose, but I still feel very bad for is Chris Bosh.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing that happened with him.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up, man.
I feel really terrible for him. I feel bad for Derrick Rose. This season has been kind of a whole whirlwind of emotions.
It's fucking the East is just opening up for LeBron, man. It does every fucking year, and it really makes me mad.
Yeah, Toronto's not going to be able to beat them in the playoffs.
Hell no.
The only team that could give them, like, maybe a game five would be the Wizards.
I have no faith in the Hawks in beating them at all.
I don't either.
The Hawks are going to get knocked out in the first round.
And, again, with Derrick Rose, you want him to go on his own accord. You want him to say when he's going to retire. You don't want him to be forced in retirement like Brandon Roy, who's probably the most depressing NBA story of all time. But, yeah, Derrick Rose, hopefully he can get better. Hopefully he can play again. If he gets traded, come to Memphis. We'll take you.
You can come be our Grant Hill for 4 or 5 years.
I'll trade, as much as I hate to say it, I'd be okay with trading like Vince Carter for him. I mean, both are injured right now. When Vince Carter comes back, I'm going to hate it because Nick Calathes is getting amazing time and he's playing really well. And when Vince Carter comes back, Nick Calathes is sitting on that bench again.
Enjoy Nick while you can.
Yep. But yeah, let's talk about kids, our kids, our future children, things they will not enjoy. You want me to start?
Yeah.
I will start going from 5 to 1. No music on MTV.
Well, shit, that happened like 10 years ago.
Think about it, like.
But yeah, that man.
When we were kids, though, like kids in high school now, they remember MTV when it had music all the time. Like, I think TRL just got, like, they stopped doing TRL like maybe like 7-8 years ago. But like TRL isn't a thing anymore. They tried to do something with the dude from Fall Out Boy called like FNMTV.
I remember when they did that.
Now they do like AMTV where they play music videos from like 6 o'clock in the morning to 11 and they start showing Teen Mom reruns. But for the most part, there's no music on MTV. MTV, it got to the point where MTV dropped the term music television from their name, and now they're just known as MTV.
Oh.
The same way that FedEx is known as FedEx instead of Federal Express. Number two. Our kids will not know what the hell a 2D video game is.
Yeah, they
won't know what a side-scroller is, really.
They will definitely not, and it makes me really sad, because side-scrolling games are like some of my favorite games, man.
I'm going to try my best to get my kids to play Nintendo, like Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo. But I really don't think they'll be entertained by it at all.
You got to like give them a regular Nintendo for them to first play. Then when they turn 8 years old, you give them a Super Nintendo.
Yeah. When they turn 16, this thing called a Nintendo 64 just came out. Like, why does it have nicotine? That's how they are. Speaking of video games, if you're serious about wanting to play Mario Party, I'm completely cool with wanting to play a level of Mario Party when we're done today.
We'll have to look into that.
Number three, is something that they just got rid of a couple weeks ago, and it's still really weird for me to say, is there are no more Saturday morning cartoons. And that doesn't include, like, Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. I mean, like, Fox Kids and shit like that.
That's man, I remember anymore. Fox Kids. Fox Kids was really effing cool.
It was. They showed Goosebumps. They showed Power Rangers. They showed Bobby's World. What the fuck else did they show? X-Men, which is one of the best cartoons of all time.
That was a really good cartoon.
Number two on my list, we talked about this last time you and I hung out. Our kids will live in a world where there are no NCAA football video games. And I put this on my list because I just recently bought NCAA football 2011 because it was $2 at GameStop.
Hell yeah.
And would you like to know how my season went?
How did your season go?
I went undefeated as the Tigers. Took them to the number 3 seed and defeated Miami, the number 9 seed in the Orange Bowl.
Sounds like a good time.
And the next season, I haven't started the next season yet, but our first game was against number 9 ranked Arkansas. Our second game was against number 1 ranked Alabama. I think this year's going to be pretty tough for us.
Everybody is on the Madden bandwagon, but I really think that if people just play the college football games more, I think people would enjoy that one a lot more.
They were cool because, for one thing, when you started a dynasty mode in like 2011, I don't know if they were in like this in the other games, but you had the opportunity to move your team to another conference.
Yeah.
And I was really interested in moving the Tigers of the SEC because I thought, I wonder what that would make our schedule look like. And it ended up not happening. And but I adjusted our schedule for the next season to play like ranked teams so our toughness of schedule would be better. But I think that's an awesome, that's a really cool thing you can do. Yeah. Like somehow you can put like you can move like Navy into the SEC.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of fun like recruiting players and stuff on there.
Yeah. I actually snuck right under Marshall. They had like a 4-star recruit. And me and Marshall were like
neck and neck
with this guy. I think he was an outside linebacker. And at like the last possible second, I offered him a scholarship, and he signed with us.
Good recruiting stories from that game.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that is a very fun game though.
Who's on the cover of NCAA?
Tebow.
That's who I thought it was. I remember when that one came out. Because they took away the Bible verse things.
Yeah.
On his, what the hell are them damn things called?
His, like, sun guard shit, the eye mask shit.
The stuff he paints under his eyes. Yeah. But they had to, like, remove it. I remember that caused a big controversy.
Yeah, but I really fucking love the games, though. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. I recommend them to anybody that likes football.
I mean, come on. Originally, the Tigers were supposed to play in the Liberty Bowl, and I was thinking, all right, I guess we're playing in the Liberty Bowl, and then the bowl season came around, and we're playing in the Orange Bowl. It was pretty fun. And then after that, I got a notification saying my contract was up with the team.
Would you like to re-sign or explore other options?
The teams that were interested in me were Florida State and Florida, or Memphis was offering me a 6-year contract. I re-signed with Memphis. Hey. I mean, I would have liked to take my talents to South Beach, but, you know, we're not South Beach, but...
That's more like the North Beach.
Yeah, but still. Actually, there's no beach in Gainesville, but, you know, I'm thinking of Orlando.
There's a swamp?
Yeah.
It's probably a swamp, I guess.
Either way, it's an incredibly fun game. They're fun games. Just play them. And the basketball games are really fun, too.
Yes. And there hasn't been a basketball game even in a fucking long time.
I remember...
Like, the last one was like 09, I think, or 08.
I remember getting... I think it was 08. That was the one that had Derrick Rose in it, I believe. And I remember going back when I first got the game and naming every single Tigers player. Just so, like, your names would be on the back of the jerseys. And I brought this up to Sarah last week when I was playing the game. There's some people who work for Youth Villages who used to play for the Tigers football team. And I told her, I was like, I thought of something weird. She says, what? It's like, assuming that the people that works at Youth Villages that play for the Tigers, assuming they graduated within the past, like, 22 years, because the first game came out, like, in 1993. No, that didn't sound right. Like, 95 or 96. Assuming they've graduated in the past, like, 10 or 15 years. That means they were all in a video game.
Yeah. And they didn't get no money for it. Yeah. And that's why we can't have football games no more, or college football games.
You know, I read up about it, and did you know that they were going to continue making the football games, but a few of the top teams dropped out of it, and so they decided to shelf the whole thing.
That's very, very sad. I really hope that they can figure that out one day and fix it. Because that was like my favorite thing to look forward to, was the new college football game. Screw Madden. Every year, I would get the NCAA game every year.
Let's see. All right, let me read this to you. In July 2013, the NCAA announced that it would not renew its licensing contract with Electronic Arts because of an ongoing legal dispute regarding the use of player likenesses in the games. First of all, there's no likeness in the game. Every player, there's like three different players. There's a white guy and there's two black guys. That's it. I mean, they have their names, but there's no likeness whatsoever. However, this contract only covers the use of the NCAA name and related logos, not those of individual schools and conferences, which are negotiated individually or through the collegiate licensing company. The COC concurrently announced that it would extend its existing licensing deal with EA through 2017, ensuring that EA Sports could continue the series without the NCAA branding. Kind of like how they kept doing Blitz games under the NFL. Like, you know, this is kind of bad. But the Blitz games, they eventually led to players doing steroids in the game. However, the series was placed on hiatus in September 2013 following three major conferences pulling their trademark licenses from EA and uncertainty surrounding the results of lawsuits involving the use of player likenesses in the game. Who do you think those conferences were?
The SEC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Because I doubt it was like Conference USA, the ACC.
And I guess
like,
they gave up.
But I think it would have been interesting if they kept making the games and it was just called College Football.
College Football 2015.
All right, the number one thing on my list that bums me out that my kids aren't going to know anything about is John Hughes. And just John Hughes movies in general. Obviously, anything that's filmed lasts forever. But my kids will never live in a world where John Hughes is alive and not bumming me out. For those that don't know, John Hughes was the director of great movies such as 16 Candles, Weird Science, The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Uncle Buck. And he wrote a ton of other movies, which includes the movies that I just stated, and also Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3, Dennis the Menace, Beethoven, Baby's Day Out. I mean, what kid didn't like Baby's Day Out? Flubber, he wrote a screenplay for that. Let's see. He wrote the story for the 2008 movie Drill Bit Taylor. That was his last real big movie. But it bums me out that my kids aren't going to live in a world where he's alive and relevant and just people know who he is. Like, I mean, I'm definitely going to show my kids, like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It sucks, though, when people from your childhood die and, you know, they're not going to have an impact on your kids' lives anymore like they did on yours.
Yeah.
I was actually talking about that with my boss last week, and we were talking about how my kids aren't going to live in a world with George Carlin or with Richard Pryor. They're not going to live in a world where Bill Cosby isn't a rapist. Like, it sucks.
Don't worry, they'll have old fat Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I came to the realization that Kevin Hart stole the spotlight from Cat Williams, because Cat Williams fell off the deep end and started doing drugs and went fucking psycho, and Kevin Hart was like, all right, well, I'm going to take this spot.
I'm going to be the short comedy guy now.
Yeah, but yeah, that was my list. Five things. There were no music on MTV, no side-scrolling video games, no Saturday morning cartoons, no NCAA football video games, and no John Hughes.
Some.
Jesse, would you like to give yours?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
Is it time?
It is okay, time. Okay, it's later time.
All right, number five on my list that the future kids of the world will have no idea what is and will never be a part of, really, is I believe as a bookstores.
Yeah.
I believe pretty soon there will be no more just bookstores.
I think
maybe not in 2 or 3 years, but I believe down the road that, like, just books in general are just going to go obsolete.
I think chain bookstores, like Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
But places like independent bookstores, like, yeah, like Burke's Books on Coover down in Memphis, it's been around since, I think, like 1860-something, and they still get a lot of business.
Yeah,
I think like secondhand bookstores like that.
Because those like secondhand things like that, they'll always like be around. Really,
even like a place like Davis Kidd Booksellers, that's a large independent bookstore. I think that's gonna stick around for a while.
Because you can go into like small towns and they have like freaking like Blockbusters and stuff still.
Yeah,
so there'll always be like some around to an extent. But
what kind of phone do you have?
An AT&T phone.
No, I mean like the type.
It's like a, I don't know, I forgot. It's like an LT something.
Oh, okay.
Or LZ something.
I thought it was an iPhone.
No, it's not. It's not one of them fancy iPhones.
That's cool. This one suck.
Yeah.
I convinced my wife to go to an Android.
That's what this is, isn't it? It
Android's works on fucking cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure our kids will be around Android.
They're not going to be one of those stuck-up Apple bitches.
Yeah. Fuck you, Apple.
Unless you want to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Which I doubt you will. You probably have... I can't say fuck you because we put our podcast on iTunes.
Oh, shit. But yeah, man, just bookstores, and I think just books in general, I think are... they're slowly on the decline, man. And I think pretty, like books like kids like study out of, I think those are going to be... I think those are going to go obsolete. Eventually, like maybe not in the next like 2 or 3 years, but down the road, like everybody will be, like every book will just be like on the phone, like on a Kindle or something. There will be no more kids going to like a library to check out a book or like a bookstore.
I am honestly surprised that in this day and age, you have kids in high school, kids in junior high, elementary school. They carry upwards of 50 pounds of books in their backpack.
Yeah, that ain't happening much longer.
I'm surprised that they don't have a thing where kids' parents pay like $50 as a insurance thing on like a Kindle or an iPad, and they have every textbook they need in that one little thing.
Yeah, no, that it will be like that eventually.
Yeah,
and schools will be like Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, I remember back like when I was in junior high. Like you couldn't have a cell phone.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still like that in a lot of places.
I know, but like it's a rule that they barely enforce because they know that you need a cell phone these days.
Yeah, your cell phone is gonna replace like books, like a calculator, and like everything.
I want I want you to think about this because I was talking to I think it was Cody about this. One thing our kids will never know is the tone of the dial-up internet.
Like, kids today already don't know what that is, honestly, I think.
And why is that exactly? It's because the internet can fit in the palm of your fucking hand.
Yeah.
Like, what I have in my hand right now is the internet.
Yeah. I remember having to go to Blockbuster and take the AOL disk so I could get, like, 2 weeks free internet.
Yeah, get your free 2,000 hours.
Yeah. Oh, you paid by the hours.
Because they charge you by the hour for AOL.
All right. God. And yeah, but bookstores and just books in general, man, they're dying.
I hope
eventually.
Not. I love reading books.
Well, yeah, books are cool. But the books will be around, but they will just not be in like a paperback. They will be all in your phone.
That sucks. I cannot read a book on a screen this long. Like a 300-page book turned into a 1,200-page book, and it would just make me go, I don't want to read that.
Man, I'm not reading that. And another thing that, number four on my list is, it's nothing really that I, like, just personally just love or anything, but, it's okay. It's a thing that we all grew up having to learn how to do. And like most of the kids today are going to learn how to do, but I believe our kids will not even have to learn how to do this. And I believe some states are already saying fuck it, we don't need that no more. Cursive writing.
Yeah.
Cursive writing is it's going to look like a fucking caveman scratch in about 5 or 10 years, and I believe our kids will not ever learn how to like cursive write or anything at all.
I It's such a stupid thing to learn.
It honestly, and especially now, there's no reason to learn how to do it now.
And people that still write in cursive are usually like older people.
Yeah.
Because they were taught, you're going to have to write like this once you become an adult.
Yeah.
Whereas I, like when I got out of school, I was like, I'm not writing fucking cursive anymore. And I just started writing print. The only time I ever write in cursive is when I do my signature.
Yeah, that's the only time anybody, I believe, writes in cursive. Unless you're like trying to write a letter or something.
Yeah.
But how often does people write a letter? Like maybe once or like twice a year?
And if you write a letter, write it in fucking print. Because everyone's cursive looks different.
Yeah. Like, you might be able to read your cursive handwriting, but that don't mean everybody can read your cursive handwriting. But just like typing on keyboards and on phones and everything, and it's all print letters, and it's not, it's just cursive writing. It's just, there's no effing reason for it, no more, honestly.
No, not at all. Number five on your list?
This will be number three on my list.
Oh, shit.
Number three on my list is, something that it kind of rolls along the same lines as the bookstores. That is a CD and movie stores. Yeah. Like going to the store and buying a DVD at like Spin Street, like our big local movie chain, music store chain.
Yeah, it used to be the largest independent music store in Memphis, and they got bought by FYE.
Fucking FYE.
And now I don't shop
conformist
there anymore.
Assholes.
They raise their prices to FYE prices.
Well, yeah, man, those places have slowly been on a decline, and I believe they'll all be gone pretty soon, too, and that's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, when Pop Tunes was on Summer Avenue for some reason, like, that was one of my favorite places to go to and get CDs and stuff, and just, there's just no reason for CD stores anymore, much less even just CDs in general.
There's still great places you can go to get CDs and vinyl in Memphis, especially. You got like Ghana Records on Young Avenue on the corner of Cooper and Young. You have Shangri-La Records on Madison Avenue, across the street from Huey's, to Madison and Tucker. Those are the places I go to buy CDs and records and stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's no real such thing as video, like CD stores anymore.
Yeah, like
really.
Think of like, I would say like 15, 14 years ago. Think how big like Tower Records was.
Yeah, there was a huge one in Memphis.
Yeah, now it's just an empty, abandoned, scary looking building now.
Yeah.
That I'm surprised they haven't turned into anything yet.
They need.
Will somebody please turn that into something?
Turn it into a goddamn haunted house.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. Turn it into fucking something.
Tag. Around Halloween.
Yeah, turn into a fucking 4-story laser tag.
You know how cool it would be to have zombie laser tag in the mall and play it as like Dawn of the Dead?
That would be fucking badass. But yeah, man, just movie stores and like music stores, they're gonna be dead.
Yeah.
And that's something that saddens me.
What's number two on your list?
Number two on my list is it's something that I did quite a lot when I was younger, and I know you did a little bit of as well, but it was
weed's
one of my...
still going to be around.
Weed? I don't know, man. I don't think weed's going to be around. I think it's all heroin now.
Oh, probably.
Talking on the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
That was that was a fun nighttime activity for me and most of my friends when we were younger. And
I used to talk to... my ex-girlfriend for like 8 hours.
Yeah, could you imagine talking to anybody at all for 8 hours on the telephone?
I couldn't imagine talking to my wife for 8 hours on the phone. Like, the only way I could was if she was out of town and I hadn't seen her for a few days. But this was my like high school girlfriend who I hadn't seen in a few days but lived in the same city as me.
Yeah. Like I just remember like it would be me talking on the phone to somebody, then like we'd call you on three-way, and then like we would call somebody on three-way, and it was kind of like our way of like hanging out almost.
Yeah, because we didn't have cars.
Yes.
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. What else were we gonna do?
We're gonna get into a massive group chat.
Yeah.
Oh no, we were gonna all get on like seven-way.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, they're totally not gonna be talking on the phone. Actually,
texting is where it's at, and I don't even like the text.
Yeah.
I prefer to talk on the phone. I've said that a few times. Sometimes I say I prefer to talk on the phone. Sometimes I say I prefer to text. I really think, in reality, I just prefer not to have people bother me.
Yeah, I think that's all it is. Like, when was the last time you actually just, like, talked to, like, your friend or somebody, like, on the phone for more than, like, 10 minutes?
It's funny, because I actually talked to Alan on the phone the other day for 15 minutes.
I almost started to say 15, but I was like, no, that's too long. I'll give it 10 minutes.
So, the other day.
But,
usually the only person I talk to on the phone that long is Sarah or Alan. The other people I talk to will be like a 5 minute at most conversation.
Yeah. But just talking on the phone, man, that's a sad thing. That's it's gonna be gone.
Probably.
And the number one thing on my list that I'm gonna really miss, and it's really just about dead now, and it's really gonna be dead in the next like 10 years when the new kids come up, is renting video games.
I thought you were going to say New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block. Actually, because you know how hard it is to actually just rent a video game right now? Even Gamefly, even that.
I was going to
That's going to die eventually.
I was going to do Gamefly, but I looked into it and it's like $20 a month or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. If you can rent them from Redbox, Redbox are like $2 a day. And that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really is. This. Like, if I could go back and take all the money I spent on renting video games when I was young, I would be like, I don't know, but I'd probably have a car. But just renting video games, man, used to be so fun. I remember, like, going to, like, Blockbuster or fucking Cinemagic Video and just seeing, like, a new game in. Like, oh, my God, the new game's here. And then, like, it not being actually in, just the default case was there.
Yeah, I remember going there. Like, the day of every, like, SmackDown game that got released and trying to run it, and it was always gone.
I remember, like, Tuesdays, it would always be, like, the, like, there would be, like, new movies and, like, new games and stuff, and I would just go, used to go all the time and look at the new releases.
I really
would. And then I'd get bummed out. And then, like, I would go, and, like, there would be a game there, but I didn't have no money, so I'd, like, hide it, like, somewhere in the middle, like, the movie section, till,
really,
like, the next day.
GameStop would do a rental service. I think it'd be pretty cool. They did for like $6 for a week to rent a game.
Yeah, that would be fun. Cause like even like I personally haven't rented any games from like Redbox, but I know people that have. And every time anybody gets them, they're always like scratched up because it's fucking Redbox. Nobody takes care of that shit.
Yeah.
Like if you mess up a Blockbuster game, like Blockbuster would call your ass. Like, hey yo, you effed our game up, man.
Yeah, they would.
What's Redbox gonna do?
Actually, I saw something around the time the Redbox first started renting video games, posted online. Somebody had rented, I think it was Call of Duty Black Ops on the Xbox 360. And, or maybe in World at War, I can't remember. It probably was Black Ops, but either way. They posted a picture and said, oh wow, thanks, asshole. It was a, someone had scanned the cover of the video games just so they can get the QR code that Redbox has around the label and made a copy of it, like a sticker copy, and stuck it on the disc itself and put a blank DVD-R with the code on it so it's still going to the machine, and they got Call of Duty Black Ops for like $2.
And I'm... They probably did that to like... That's probably not the only game they did that to. They did it to movies and just all kinds of shit.
I couldn't tell you how many times I may have accidentally recorded over a Blockbuster tape and noticed it and then taking it back.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, man, just renting video games, that's a sad thing that it's not going to be around no more.
Was that your number one?
That was my number one.
Why don't you read off your list one more again?
All right, I will read off my top five list. Number five is... just bookstores and books in general. Number four is cursive writing. Number three is video and music stores. Number two is talking on the phone. And the number one thing that will be gone is renting video games. Which is going to be really a bitch, man, because all these kids will want new games, and they're probably all going to cost like $80.
The only good thing about shit like that is you can usually download demos.
Yeah, that's true.
But even demos sometimes leave a lot to the imagination.
Yes. And a lot of demos nowadays, they like give you the entire game and let you play the entire game, like it's all unlocked, but it only lets you play for like 5 minutes. Yeah. And then they'll just magically turn off. I was playing like Tony Hawk, like the HD remake version the other day, and it kept doing that to me, and it really pissed me off.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's show that is Down with Lucha Libre. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Sorry. I had something else to say about that. I wanted to do an honorable mention thing I forgot all about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you had it, but this is just some things in general that I was thinking of that will be gone. Is digital cameras. Like just like having an actual just a camera that you take pictures with and then go and get the film developed. Like not like super fancy like $2,000 cameras, but like disposable cameras and like the like $99 cameras and things like that. Everybody's phone is a camera now. 411 will be gone.
That's true.
I don't think anybody has used 411 in about 10 years.
I remember actually using it when I got my cell phone. When I got my first cell phone, I was like 17 or 18.
Yeah, like, yeah, back then.
This is a funny story.
Oh, let's hear it.
I was in the back of, I was in JR's truck.
I thought you were going to say you were in the back of jail.
No, I was in JR's truck, and it was me, JR, Corey, I think, Adam, maybe, and maybe James.
Sounds like y'all were having a party.
This was at this time, and we all went to Taco Bell. It was like midnight. And we were in Taco Bell's drive-thru. It was like 11:45. We were in Taco Bell's drive-thru. There was a car in front of us, car behind us. The car in front of us was not ordering. And they kept yelling out their order, but no one was saying anything. And I grabbed my phone, looked up the shit to see when Taco Bell closed. And they closed at midnight. It's like, we're 15 minutes before they closed. Why aren't they taking their order? And I called information to get Taco Bell's phone number so I could call Taco Bell and be like, why aren't you taking our our order? And they told me, because they're closed.
I remember calling like this 411, like trying to have a conversation with like the operator.
We did that once. We got a conversation with the same operator.
Yeah. That was a...
They told us they operate out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah. Physical maps, like map books and just like these maps in general. Like you'll be able to still have those, but I don't think anybody's going to ever use any of them ever again.
Yeah, probably not.
Newspapers, which is a very sad thing. The days of going out and getting your newspaper and reading it, that will, it's all but dead already.
Yeah.
Everything's all digital now. Actual just physical alarm clocks.
Yeah.
That's another thing that the cell phone killed.
Yeah.
No more alarm clocks. Wristwatches. That's something that's going to be gone pretty soon.
I still wear a watch.
And your kids are going to make fun of you in 16 years for that reason.
Fuck them.
But that's something else with the cell phone kill. phone booths. That's a... Nobody sees phone booths anymore. I don't think I've seen an actual working phone booth in forever.
Yeah. I still see payphones in ghettos. That's about it.
Oh, they don't work. They might be there, but they don't work. Here's a good one, 900 numbers.
Yeah, 900.
You'll never have to worry about some kid calling a 900 number on your phone. Buttons, I believe all buttons will be obsolete pretty soon. Like, even keyboards today are, like, the newer ones, they're, like, not, like, it's just, like, the little, I can't even think of what you're...
pants buttons.
No, not those buttons.
Do you think we're going to Velcro?
Like buttons are gone. Wires eventually will be gone. Like everything will be wireless. And the last thing of my honorable mention that will be gone eventually is phone numbers in general. Probably. I believe it will all just turn into like user IDs eventually.
All right, and before we go, I want to tell you three things that I think is good that our kids are going to live in a world where these things are around. One, bike lanes.
Yes, bike lanes.
They're putting bike lanes everywhere in the country and in Memphis right now. They're making a huge, huge thing to put bike lanes on the street.
I really wish those were around like 14 years ago.
Another thing is we're looking more and more like marijuana is going to be legal in the country. Tennessee right now is trying to pass a law where up to, I think it's half an ounce would be legal to hold. Which would be great for the city, for the state of Tennessee and for the city of Memphis mainly. Another thing, and the last thing, is we're going to live in a world pretty soon where gay marriage is going to be legal all over the country. And that includes the Bible Belt. So yeah. That's pretty cool. But for Devolution Libre, I am Todd Cigliano.
And I'm Jesse Matthews.
And we'll see you peoples next week.
Goodbye.